This story brings to mind a big parade with everyone in town pressed together, lining the main street, anxious to see the colorful floats, the marching bands, and the waving dignitaries as they pass by. It's the event of the year, and everyone will be talking about it. But if you are low in stature and you don't have anyone to pick you up, your view will be obstructed by a thick forest of legs. Now, Zacchaeus was an adult, and even though he is short, it would be undignified to ask someone to help lift him up. He has heard about this justice-seeking prophet who dines with sinners and Pharisees alike, and he is determined to see his face. But there is nowhere in the press of bodies for him to push forward to see Jesus. Forgetting his sense of decorum, he runs and he climbs up a wild fig tree, and there he is. The prophet is coming down the road, and when Jesus sees Zacchaeus, I think Zacchaeus was so focused on seeing Jesus for himself that he forgot that he would be seen up in that tree. Jesus sees Zacchaeus and calls him by name. "Come down," says Jesus. "I'm going to dwell at your place today." This is not a request. It's not a possibility. This is a divine command. Now, Luke tells us that our old buddy Zac was happy. But this rich guy has been running and climbing around like a lovesick teenager in 1964 trying to catch a glimpse of a beetle. He was more likely ecstatic. Everybody else in town who had also come to catch a glimpse of this mysterious healer and prophet can't believe their ears. Jesus is going to eat with this sinner, this short, rich, chief of the tax collectors. Everyone knows tax collectors are swindlers, and to become chief, Zac must have been the most corrupt swindler of them all. And just look at him. He had to go and climb a tree like a darn fool. He has no dignity. Truly, what they were thinking was, why isn't Jesus coming to my house? And isn't that the unfortunate way we human beings do sometimes? We get our feathers ruffled over one thing, and instead of facing it head on, we lash out against something else. Instead of inviting Jesus to keep company with us, we would rather run down and belittle the company he chooses to keep. But watch what happens. Zacchaeus is suddenly set free. Jesus found him, and he has seen the face of God incarnate. He declares on the spot that he will give away half of his possessions to the poor. He promises to pay restitution 4 times over to anyone he has defrauded. This is an instantaneous declaration of repentance. Being seen by Jesus propelled Zac to find the right path. His world is upside down and inside out. Just yesterday, it was business as usual. Dog eat dog, get them before they get you. Take everything you can from whoever you can because there isn't enough to go around. And then the whispers about Jesus somehow found their way into his ears. The Holy Spirit added fuel to the flame of his curiosity, and it became imperative that Zach see this man for himself. Where the people only saw the rich and corrupt chief of the tax collectors, Jesus sees inside and finds the bones of a disciple hidden within. And in an instant, he becomes the most generous man in town, where just yesterday he was the most greedy. He becomes the poster child for God's abundance, where before he was the source of keeping others in poverty. God knows us like no one else does. And even though this story begins with Luke telling us that Jesus was just passing through Jericho, it ends with him staying for dinner in the home of a newly recognized child of Abraham. But this is not a detour. This was not a delay on the way to Jerusalem. This is why Jesus came to live among us all along. In Christ's own words, in verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." In Zach's story, the barriers are broken down. Christ saw him, even though his stature and the press of the crowd made him easy to miss. As chief, Zach could have let his powerful position prevent him from mingling with the crowd. And as a tax collector, his sins were public knowledge. But Jesus sees through the fog of our sin. Jesus challenges the rich in Luke's gospel, but in God's presence, Zach is moved to give away more than half of his possessions. He fully embraces Christ's assurance of plenty. Now, Torah law defined restitution by much more lenient standards than Zach applies to himself. He gives even more. Where the neighbors have buried him in a sea of resentment, Jesus sees the one who is beloved of Abraham, one of the lost who has been found. And as he prescribes his righting of past wrongs, his existence will become a living testimony. His actions will improve the lives of the people in the present. He has become a participant in the justice that characterizes the reign of God. Zach's entire life is transformed by his encounter with Jesus. No amount of social, occupational, economical, or behavioral baggage can keep us from being found by the love of God. Because nothing is impossible for God. Anyone can be found and covered by God's grace. Dinner with Zacchaeus was not a detour. It was the mission. Jesus came into the world to save the lost. We are the people of God's church, and we strive to continue Christ's mission. So what would it take? What would it take for us to help others know that they are seen, found, and loved by God? We would need to work together. And in Luke, to save is also translated as to make well, to heal, or to make whole. We could share the good news about God's grace and about God's forgiveness. But what if we stopped insisting that others are sinners? If we could just remind one another that God sees the best potential in each of us, we could empower one another to great deeds of loving kindness. I think we could remind one another of that in this room, that God sees the best potential in each of us, sees through the fog of our sins, of our missteps, of our good intentions, and of our mistakes. Now, what would it be like in our town if we shared that kind of grace? What would it be like in our state? All of us, all the world is in need of God. And how powerful would it be if the church could reclaim this mission of seeking the lost in order to facilitate restoration to the whole? To the Lord our God, Alpha and Omega, be all glory and honor forever. Amen.